Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Everybody here is incredible professionals. They're such great friends, and they just perform flawlessly night after night. I can't always say the same.
President Obama at a fundraiser over the weekend poking fun at himself for his poor performance in last week's debate with Mitt Romney. And, of course, the presidential race, as you might expect, is number one on the hit parade as we've gone through another weekend of conversation. The Talk Radio Countdown Show for Monday, October 8th. And our review of what's happened on talk radio and talk television this hour on Mondays. Normally a lot of input from the Sunday morning TV programs that interview the so-called newsmakers. And then what happens with the rap on the radio after that. From ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos talked to Obama advisor and former press secretary Robert Gibbs about the impact of the debate.
How much difference did Governor Romney make Wednesday night?
Well, look, George, I think Governor Romney had a masterful theatrical performance just this past week. But the underpinnings and foundation of that performance were fundamentally dishonest. Look, he walked away from the central tenet of his economic theory by saying he had no idea what the president was talking about. 10 minutes after the debate, even his own staff is walking back his answers on health care and pre-existing conditions. So, look, I don't want to take anything away from what I think, again, was a masterful performance by Governor Romney. But I don't think Governor Romney's positions have changed, and fundamentally, I don't think the campaign has changed.
But, Robert, what happened to the president on Wednesday night? You've seen all the reviews. I'm sure the president has seen the reviews by now as well. The basic line is the president didn't show up on Wednesday night. And I just want to know, when did he know he was beat?
Well, look, George, I think the president understood that he hadn't performed up to his own expectations pretty quickly into after he got off the stage that night. But look, George, I think what's interesting is I think it's who showed up on the Republican side. A clone that looked a lot like Mitt Romney that had...
All right. So enough of that. We actually have about 3 minutes of sound, but it's the same old gobbledygook and what you'd expect. There's no news, no really interesting conversation there. The same old, same old. Now we'll give somebody on the other side the same point, or at least the same amount of time. Let's see if they come up with anything that's different. This happens to be Stephanopoulos talking to Romney advisor Ed Gillespie.
I guess his basic point now about Governor Romney on his tax plan is either that he's not telling the truth about the scale of the tax plan or abandoning his economic theory. Which one is it?
Well, the problem they have is that the debate's performance on Wednesday evening was not a matter of style. It was a matter of substance. And Governor Romney laid out a plan for turning this economy around, getting things moving again. He had a fact-based critique of President Obama's failed policies that the president was unable to respond to. And today and since then, the Obama campaign, they remind me a little bit of a seven-year-old losing a checker game, and then instead of being frustrated at the outcome, they sweep the board off the table. The fact is that if President Obama is reelected, as Governor Romney pointed out, we're going to have continued chronically high unemployment. We're going to have continued massive debt instead of moving toward a balanced budget. We've had this week the $4 trillion deficit under this president. Health care premiums are going to continue to rise. Up to 20 million Americans will lose their employer-based health insurance under Obamacare, and they'll raise $716 billion from Medicare. Governor Romney has a different approach that will move this country in the right direction, and that's what they're frustrated about, George.
Let's talk about that approach. Let's get to the bottom of this $5 trillion disagreement. Governor Romney is now saying he will not increase the deficit with his tax cuts. He is saying he will not increase taxes on the middle class. So is he saying that if he cannot come up with enough loopholes and deductions, closing of deductions, to pay for the tax cuts, which amount to about $5 trillion, that he will scale them back?
What he has said, George, is that he is going to cut tax rates across the board by 20% and offset those cuts with eliminating deductions and loopholes for the upper income families, protecting them
for
middle class families. You can pay for it. There are six studies that say that you can do that. You can broaden the base and lower the rates. That would foster economic growth. And we've done that in the past. There's one study that says that you can't, that uses the word assume or assumption 68 times by a liberal think tank, and that's what Gibbs and others point to.
Let me just pin you down on the fallout. If it does turn out that the deductions do not make up for the cost of the tax cuts, does Governor Romney say that he will scale back the tax cuts?
Here's what he has said is that it's going to be, he's not going to increase the deficit in bringing down the rates and broadening
so
the base.
So he will scale back the tax cuts.
We saw that done, by the way, as you know, when Tip O'Neill was the Speaker of the House and Ronald Reagan was the President of the United States, and they worked together on a very important and significant tax reform. We believe that it's time for that again, and that you can do that working across the aisle. Obviously, Governor Romney, if he becomes president, would hope to have Republican majorities in the House and the Senate, but you would have to work across the aisle, and we believe it can be done, and there are 6 studies that show that you can.
All right, and one of the things that is hard for the current administration to deal with is how well Mitt Romney, as a resident of Massachusetts, for the years that Mitt Romney, and by the way, I wasn't a great supporter of his as governor of Massachusetts, even though I think in retrospect he did a good job of working with the other side. And that's really part of the point here, is it not? All of the carping and the fighting back and forth and not engaging, promising, both Bush and Obama promised to be unifiers, bring people together, and that was a big bunch of hooey. Neither of them did that. George Bush was an extraordinary divider, and so is Obama. And the class warfare, at least that under Bush, didn't seem to be as bad as it is now. The separation of sides instead of focusing on the whole country. It's pretty discouraging, actually, for all who would like to see us much more united. 800-510-8255. Number on the countdown as you've listened and assessed some of the facts and figures or the baloney that's here. Help yourself to either 800-510-8255 or send an email along to doug@dougstefan.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com. or call the EcoTech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about EcoTech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
EcoTech, stocks of RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
800-510-8255. Okay, so a little fun here. From SNL, Seth Meyers had some fun talking about the winners and losers from last week's presidential debate.
The general consensus from Wednesday's debate was that Mitt Romney was the winner and Barack Obama was the loser. But there were other winners and losers that night. Loser! Moderator Jim Lehrer. He was like a ghost visiting a scene from his past life. Hello? Mr. President, Governor Romney, can't anyone hear me? Just helplessly waving his arms, trying to get their attention. He looked like an out-of-towner trying to hail a cab at rush hour. When you're dealing with two people who want to be the most powerful man on earth, you can't sit there stammering like Hugh Grant in a rom-com. Gentlemen, we must move on. Fox News. When that thing ended, you guys must have looked at each other and said, I think we can report this one exactly as it happened. When I turned over to your post-debate coverage, I expected to see Sean Hannity getting a Gatorade shower. Winner, Downton Abbey. Mitt Romney thinks we're spending too much money on PBS, but he goes after Big Bird instead of you guys. Your set is the nicest house in England. Big Bird has lived on the same city street for 43 years. He has friends that already live in garbage. Winner, people with pre-existing medical conditions. Romney defended his health care plan, claiming that like Obamacare, it will take care of you. Loser, people with pre-existing medical conditions because, you know, he's not telling the truth. Biggest winner, America. Is there anything more exciting than Joe Biden thinking it's up to him to get the lead back?
Here's talk host Dean Lane with Rachel Smokin from Politico.com about Mitt Romney in the first debate.
Who won?
Mitt Romney came out very strong in this debate. The question is, did he win it convincingly enough to make a difference in the campaign? This was not President Obama's best night. He seemed frustrated at times, like he was trying to remember not to look contemptuous or disdainful of his opponent. He seemed professorial in some of his answers and a bit rusty. He hasn't done this in 4 years. So this was a first debate, a time for him to maybe shake off some of that rust. I think it's likely that he'll come out a little crisper the next time. His staff had talked a lot leading up to the debate about how they were trying to get him to cut down on some of his answers. It looks like that was not a completely successful effort on this night. At the same time, he didn't have any major gaffes. Neither candidate did in this debate. It was a very substantive discussion.
It was indeed, and that leads me to this. Did they get too bogged down in the tiny details when big themes matter in debates?
You know, voters always say they want substance, but when you get to that level of detail, it's a little hard to keep sight of the big picture. What is each candidate's big vision for where they take the country? And that was harder to hear in this debate. We heard a lot about Social Security and changes to the Medicare program, changes to Obamacare, a term the president said he embraced during this debate. But a little harder to take to step back and say what is each man's vision for where he would take the country over the next 4 years.
One of Romney's zingers was, quote, "You picked the losers." He was referring to some of the Obama administration's choices on green energy. We have, of course, the famous case of Solyndra, a company that went bankrupt, solar energy company. What did you think of that and other verbal arrows from one candidate to the other?
That was an effective moment in the debate, and Mitt Romney had several of them. President Obama got in a few zingers of his own. He had one where he said, under Romney's tax plan, and Donald Trump is a small business, and he said, now I know Donald Trump doesn't like to think of himself as small anything, but that wasn't right on point in the same way that the Solyndra attack was, to go to sort of the core of what each man stands for. Mitt Romney seemed more relaxed in this debate. He seemed a little looser. So it's not just a matter of zingers, but of overall demeanor throughout the debate.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Spending a good deal of time on the countdown discussing the status of the presidential race. Some of your calls on the debate and on the race itself coming up. 800-510-8255. Being patient is probably a good thing in this circumstance as we go through some of the radio hosts from the weekend who have discussed this, including John McDonnell talking to ABC's Vic Ratner about the campaign, the Romney campaign in Florida, how they're using the debate for their
benefit. Are they still reacting to the positive reviews of the debate on Wednesday?
You know, it's interesting. They're trying to make the most of the advantage they think they got from the debate. And so they're doing a couple of things. As I said, stepping up the pace of the campaign, a barrage of new commercials, major foreign policy speech that Romney's going to give on Monday. The third debate, John, you'll remember, is all about foreign policy.
Yes.
Romney wants to get his views on the board long before that debate happens.
Do you know if he's gotten any bounce from the debate, a small bounce of any kind from Wednesday's debate?
There are some indications of a small bounce. Republican leaders are talking up a new Rasmussen poll that shows Romney gaining support in the last couple of days. But most of the strategists with whom I've spoken say it's too early. Wait for the new numbers that come out, say, Monday, and we'll know better.
Will he stay in Florida?
He's here in Florida all through the weekend, campaigning in a state which is absolutely critical. You'll remember 2000.
Yes, absolutely.
And the polls had shown that Romney and the president were neck and neck in Florida, even.
Yeah.
Now, if this new Rasmussen poll indicates that Romney's gaining strength here, and if I'm to believe the local party leaders here who say there's a surge in Romney support, then the debate may be paying off in a gain for Romney here in Florida.
So and most people think that the numbers haven't really changed and that the president still has a commanding lead in most states.
Overall, Gallup tracking poll shows the president still with a lead over Mitt Romney nationwide. But as we all know, the Electoral College is made up of individual states. And that's what counts. So next week, after that foreign policy speech, Mitt Romney's going to campaign in Virginia. He badly needs Virginia's electoral votes. If he loses Ohio, strategists say there is a way to get the presidency, even when you're losing Ohio, but you got to have, among other things, Virginia and Iowa. And that's where Romney will be next week.
800-510-8255. Here's host Tim Conway, Jr., with a review of the debate. Doesn't think much of it one way or the other.
For the most part, the debate was moving in the right direction, with Romney saying, bigger is not better, and Obama's position, if it works, I'll spend more. Obama wants to get on the same page as senior citizens who don't want their benefits reduced but are looking for a greater efficiency. Mitt was right on point with the stimulus disaster, and coming from a business background, that one was right in his wheelhouse. Fox says that Romney really knocked it out of the park, and CNN says Obama knocked it out of the park. I wouldn't call tonight a game changer, but the deal is both shot at low-hanging fruit, and they don't want to take a lot of things off the table right before election. Both have heavy lifting ahead of them on issues that aren't the same old, same old. Mitt might be moving too fast on Obamacare voters who think Obamacare is moving the country forward. Obama, at the end of the day, is the president. They both have projects in the works, but neither closed the deal and stated the obvious. They should put their heads together on the economy because, well, we're really up against the wall here. Both are knee-deep in tax increases, looking to bang it out and close the deal before 2013. In the end, it was what it was.
All right. It was what it was. Write that down, somebody. Don't forget that quote. 800-510-8255. How about we get to some of your calls about the presidential debate and the presidential campaign in a few moments here on The Countdown.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain with this astonishment residue.
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today and see terms of use.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, so let's have some time now. We've set aside some time to take some of your calls on the debate and the status of the presidential race in general. Then we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming VP debate and the jobs report. We'll have time for that, I think, as we move along. Check out a lot of the behind-the-scenes stories at DougStephan.com. So let's get started. Mark calls from listening to the Jet in Lake City, Florida. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air first as a caller with thoughts.
Yes, sir. I think there's a fundamental difference between the thought of raising taxes to increase revenue or decreasing taxes to increase revenue. Twice in history, back just after the Depression and I believe during Reagan's term, when taxes were reduced, income revenues increased over 50%. Whereas every time taxes are increased, people change their behavior and revenues decrease.
Well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
If more people were aware of that, I think this idea of cutting taxes wouldn't seem so bad if they realized that actually reducing taxes increases revenue.
Well, there are a couple of things here. One of them is increasing taxes always slows down the business cycle because people stop hiring if they have to pay more taxes. It's common sense, and it's kind of offensive, actually, that you hear all the time, well, we got to tax this person, that person more to pay for all the spending. What you got to do is stop spending and stop, more importantly, the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that nobody ever addresses because it's so much a part of the cycle of doing business in Washington. That's where you get started. Mark, thanks for your call. Here's Alec in Indiana on Mitt Romney in the debate.
I thought that Romney showed great poise during the debate, and he just looked overall more polished than Obama did. I thought the moderating was great. I think he did a great job, even though he got interrupted multiple times. But, you know, people have to get their views across. I believe that Obama, during this debate, he's just concluded even more to me that he is not what we need over the next 4 years. He's talked about the same things for the last year during his campaigning, which is providing more safety nets for lower income people and less fortunate people, putting in more government regulations on small businesses and big businesses for that matter. He hasn't taken China seriously over their taking American jobs and being a money manipulator. And he's just added so much to the national debt that he promised to reduce. Now, I know it isn't all Obama's fault, and people in the Senate and the Congress are to blame, too, but he is the man that has to take charge and get America realizing that we're on the path of destruction. So I think we need a new president in 2012, and that's Mitt Romney.
800-510-8255, a little campaigning there. Fresh off his strongest fundraising month this year, the president is looking to raise millions from celebrities and wealthy donors in California this month. Actually, this week, I think he's there. He's going to go in for a couple of days through this state, which is pretty solidly Democratic anyway. Critical role for fundraising as this whole thing heats up in some of the important states like Ohio. But the scum factor of all this money certainly has to be on a lot of people's minds. 800-510-8255, Gary in Oklahoma, on the debate.
I think the president held up on Mr. Romney. He didn't go after him on specifics too much. And Mr. Romney comes out and tells you he's going to tax all, or not raise, or lower taxes on the rich by cutting out deductions. But just like the president said, he just didn't hammer him hard enough on it. Even if you add up all those deductions and then the defense spending, you can't come up. You're just going to go farther in a hole.
800-510-8255. The fact that the war in Afghanistan continues as it enters its 12th year, the discussion of that ought to be an important part of any campaign. What do you think about that issue? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Marie in Louisiana is pro-Obama.
I think Romney's right on his ego that he just want to be a president, not to be a president of the people. And what he's been talking about all these through his campaign was just taking care of the rich and not trying to help the ones that's down below. It's so many people that need help. And when Obama got into office, he already had that debt. And it takes time for a person to, in business-wise, which Romney should know, it takes time to settle that big of a debt in more than 4 years. It's going to take more than 4 years for him to get out, for us to get out of debt that we're in. I think we should give Obama a chance for the next 4 years and let him prove himself. Instead, everybody is fighting against him and stopping him from trying to get things passed. The first year they got, the Republicans said they want to stop Obama. You know, and I don't think that's fair. Everybody should have a chance in life, and they should give him a chance to prove that he can do the job because he has been trying to do the job.
800-510-8255, a few talking points there. $5 trillion is a focus. It's the hottest talking point in the presidential campaign, the Romney campaign, releasing a new ad that claims that the president continues to distort Mitt Romney's economic plan, specifically the claim of a $5 trillion tax cut. Romney says the cuts will boost growth, and that really has been what's happened in the past, and it just makes common sense, does it not, to reduce spending and reduce taxes and get rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. What say you all on that? Here's Clark in Memphis listening to KWAM. Go ahead, Clark. You're live on the countdown.
Yeah. What everyone needs to understand is that the previous debate was strictly to reel in the undecided vote. Of that, Romney won big on that. As far as that $5 trillion debt that Obama keeps trying to push during the debate, push it back on Romney, that is absolutely not what Romney said. He's absolutely right. And all these people that want to do their fact checks, I really don't trust some of the biased media to do any fact checking. And also, one last thing, the next debate is going to be a town hall type of debate where they'll be more informal and they'll be able to really, really take the gloves off. Obama can't afford to go around give his and go get his okie dokie and same old speeches like he did. He's going to have to still try to reel in that undecided vote. And on that level, he's not going to get it. He can't get it. Thank
All
you.
Right. Got your points. Thank you very much, sir. Here's Dia in Wisconsin on the debates. Yes, please go ahead. Bye.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling because I really do have some concerns regarding Mr. Romney's changes in personality and stances. I think we need somebody who is stable and who is not jumping around all over the place to run our country, because we are putting down building blocks and slow, steady forward is what's going to take our country in the right path versus, you know, all these different ideas. We're going to try this and that. And we have shown, and they have shown that we are making progress. So my support is with the president, and I think he'll keep moving us forward.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. Mitt Romney is proposing the U.S. take a more assertive role in Syria, put conditions on aid to Egypt, and tighten sanctions on Iran, as he is trying to address the foreign policy issues that we have. He's trying to paint President Obama as a weak leader who has limited America's influence on global affairs. It's time to change the course in the Middle East, is what he said. And so what say you on that part of this discussion? 800-510-8255. Looks like Peter in Pennsylvania wants to be heard. Go ahead, sir.
I thought both candidates did pretty well. I thought Obama probably could have grilled Mitt Romney on a lot of the things, a lot of past mistakes he made, the 47% comment. I felt like he could have grilled a bit more. Although I do think Mitt Romney did a very good job of bringing forward his arguments. Although I do feel like he was a little rude in interrupting President Obama and the moderator both. He did bring a lot of good points, though. Did like his presence today. It was a lot stronger than I had been expecting him to do, and I really look forward to seeing the rest of the rest of their debates.
All right, Irene, another Floridian. Let's see if we can wrap up the conversation with your comments.
I am a Republican, and I was very pleased with the debate. I thought it went very well, and I certainly do think that Mitt Romney came out ahead. I thought the timing was pretty even, but it really finally put everything out there, the differences between them, without all of the hype and the spin. And I really think that it's an excellent opportunity for the American people to view it and judge for themselves. But I think it's so obvious that we have to take a new path. And I think Mitt Romney is the one to take us there. We've had 4 years of President Obama, and he hasn't been able to deliver. And we just can't afford four more years.
When you listen to this program, you know what's going on in the world of talk radio. And the upcoming VP debate is next. A lot of conversation about that over the weekend. We'll get to it in just a moment on the countdown.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9155. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-9240. That's 1-800-463-9240. 1-800-463-9240.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
All right, so the debates and the discussions and the campaigns coast-to-coast between the two presidential contenders. How about the vice presidential contenders? From CBS's Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer on Sunday talked to Michael Gerson from the Washington Post and John Fund from the Wall Street Journal about this week's debate between Joe Biden and Paul Ryan.
The next debate, of course, is the vice presidential debate, Michael. What are you hearing about that?
Well, it's going to be an interesting matchup. I think it's a preview of the presidential debate, because Joe Biden now, because of the way that Barack Obama failed by being too passive, Biden is going to have to be aggressive in this debate. That's not an easy thing to calibrate. You can go overboard here, and he's opposing a young, earnest guy that's like a Boy Scout. So it's not an easy thing to do. Biden, however, has run for president himself. He's been through this many times. Paul Ryan has never been on a stage this large. And I remember during the convention, in the first 10 minutes of his convention speech, he was really nervous. It's not sure how this is going to come out.
Sarah Palin had never been on a national stage before she debated Joe Biden. And the consensus of most observers were that she fought him to a draw in their vice presidential debate. Joe Biden, I think, has had a long, distinguished career, but he's become a little rusty and a little bit excitable on the campaign trail.
Well, what do you think that Paul Ryan has to do here? I mean, I'm sure no one would advise him to take the tack that Sarah Palin did, because while she caused a lot of talk, I think in the end she was not a plus for that campaign.
No,
but
she fought Joe Biden to a draw. I think Paul Ryan has to address some specific questions about his budget plan, but he also has to make it clear that it's his budget plan. Mitt Romney's plan is the one that's going to be implemented in the White House, and you can't say everything in the Ryan plan is automatically going to be in the Romney plan. I think...
Well, Mitt Romney has said it won't be.
I think a lot of what Joe Biden is going to say is whatever Paul Ryan has ever said is automatically going to be what Mitt Romney says. That's not the case. Ryan's the number two guy.
800-510-8255. I found a bit of information that goes back to one of the discussions that Mr. Obama had in the campaign 4 years ago. Do you think Romney ought to use this in the debate? The quote is, quote, "The fact that we are here today to debate raising America's debt limit is a sign of leadership failure. It's a sign the U.S. government cannot pay its bills, a sign that we now depend on financial assistance from foreign countries. Increasing America's debt weakens us domestically and internationally. Leadership means that the buck stops here. Instead, Washington is shifting the burden of bad choices onto the backs of our children. America has a debt problem, and a failure of leadership. Americans deserve better. Barack Obama said that in March of 2006. So maybe Romney ought to dig that out. And meanwhile, a lot of discussion about absentee voting and the error and the fraud there, plus a discussion of the jobs report up next here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And a discussion of politics, elections, and elections, the things in general that influence elections, the primaries and local elections which have taken place so far. Are they an arbiter of what we're going to see when it comes to absentee ballots that need to be counted? Some of you have already voted, and the results are not good. People are sending in their ballots with no signature, as is usually required on the outside of the envelope. Some have written things like "see inside" in the signature box. What is there about this that people are attracted to? I would think the only time you use an absentee ballot would be if you weren't going to be in the country, period, end of story. There's a lot of confusion about this stuff, and it gets used by both sides to throw votes out, which means that you're disenfranchised if you do it, whereas if you do it actually on the day of the election, you can be sure your vote counts. Questions. Here, speaking of questions, host Dick Giuliano talking to Ben White from Politico.com about the jobs report that came out last week and the spin that's been put on it by both sides.
And this puts the unemployment rate at its lowest level since President Obama took office. Do you take it as a clear sign of an economic recovery?
I think it's more confirmation that the recovery that we're in is continuing. It's slow. It's fitful. It's not particularly great for anybody. But in terms of the 7.8% unemployment number, that's significant for the president. That robs Mitt Romney of the ability to say we're at 43 months straight of 8% or more unemployment. So it's helpful politically. And I do think the big drop is somewhat of a statistical anomaly. That number, the household survey, bounces around a lot. This month it said 873,000 jobs were added, which is nowhere near in line with the employer survey. So it's split the difference somewhere between the two, I would say. Unemployment rate's going down a little. Jobs are being created about 150,000 a month. So I think it's more a continuation of the same slow, plodding recovery. But from a political perspective, it's certainly helpful to the president.
Well, what about Mitt Romney's point of view? He says that if not for all the people who have simply dropped out of the labor force, the real unemployment rate would be closer to 11%. Does he have a point?
He does have a point. Not in this particular month. This month showed that people actually joined the labor force. Some 418,000 joined the labor force. So this was not a month in which discouraged workers left the labor force. The unemployment rate went down for a good reason, which is people getting jobs. Previous months, the story has been different. The participation rate has gone down. So he does have a larger point. The question there, though, is we don't know why people leave the labor force. There's baby boomers retiring. There's people choosing not to work for other reasons. Some of it certainly is discouraged workers. Who can't seem to find a job, but a lot of it is probably just demographics. So it's a good political point for him to make. It's not wrong based on the numbers, but it's also not entirely true that we know that it's discouraged workers leaving the labor force.
Now, we get one more report before the election. This is probably going to be the most memorable one, though, right? And the one with the biggest impact, especially when you factor in early voting?
Yeah, we get one more that's right before Election Day. I think the conventional wisdom actually is that that one is kind of the least impactful because people have made up their minds. A lot of people have already voted early, and nobody expects a real huge shift, although, you know, it could push the unemployment rate back above 8 if they correct for any mistakes in September. So I think this could be the rare one where a really late number makes a difference if you go back above 8, and people who are still undecided at that point, which will be a real small number, people tend to decide at least, you know, a few days before the election, it could change their minds. They could say, oh, wait, the economy's not as good as I thought it was. I'm switching to Romney. So in this case, this year, that one might matter. Historically, they haven't mattered that much that close to the election.
All right, here are Jordana Green and Dan Cook talking on their program about the former CEO of GE accusing the president of cooking the jobs numbers.
These numbers don't smell right. Jack Welch, the former CEO of GE, tweeted that out, calling unemployment rate numbers, because it was announced the unemployment rate is 7.8%, the lowest it's been, in more than 4 years, probably. Unbelievable. He called them unbelievable. He tells Fox News, I have no idea where this number came from. I don't know what the right number is, but I'll tell you, these numbers don't smell right when you think about where the economy is now. So he got a lot of flack from that because basically he's insinuating that there is some kind of conspiracy happening, that the unemployment numbers, which are released by the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, are incorrect or fudged or some kind of retaliation for Obama's poor performance during the debates. It's just obviously lit up Twitter with the debate. He's been all over Fox News and MSNBC. And everybody's curious now, okay, how do we get those numbers? And is he right? And are the books cooked? Now, again, I'm no conspiracy theorist, but I don't trust anybody either. So I just don't believe what anybody says. But I also do not believe in conspiracy theories. And Dan Cook, you don't seem to be a person who would believe in a conspiracy theory either.
No.
Right. You're too smart for that.
Thank you.
Really, I always think we give too much credit to the people who we think are running the conspiracy.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, and especially when you're talking about the government, that's a very
big thing. Because they're not that smart.
No, they're really, really not.
Not that smart, eh? All right, well, those conspiracy theories will continue during the week as the election discussion continues, and we'll be here to talk about it here on the Talk.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting out a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.